So the real loss is the loss of our ability to choose.
Yeah, oh, it's a big loss. It's a big loss if we give to other people the power to give us permission to act that we already have. We don't need that from other people. We're free at every moment of our life to do whatever we want to do. Now, that's heresy to believe that in a domination structure where the main thing that you're taught is that obedience to authority is mandatory. You're obligated. You can't choose. You have to do it. So we're educated very strongly not to be conscious of our choice moment by moment. People do not make good slaves when they're conscious of choice.
So what you're really talking about is conserving freedom.
Being conscious that you're free to choose at every moment. And not only are we free to choose, but I also want us to be in awe and enthralled that we not only are free to choose, but we are so enormously powerful to choose that which gives us enormous joy, which is to enrich life.
Yes. Okay.
We can enrich life every moment. And we have enormous power to do that. Words can do it. We know that. Our touch can do it. Our presence can do it. We are enormously powerful creatures. Every moment.
Yeah. And so,
what do I think about a hug? There's a good example of what I mean about how powerful creatures we are. Think of what a hug can do. But now, the hug without giraffe ears could be a mug. A hug turns into a mug when you give the hug when the person needed empathy. So if you're giving the hug to take the pain away because you can't stand the person's pain, you go over and you say, oh, it's okay, and they needed empathy, the hug is a mug. So that's why we got to have big giraffe ears. It's not enough, our intent. We've got to have giraffe ears to see whether our intent matches the need of this person at this moment.
So can I summarize again? Because I really want to get this bad. Okay, so you're saying that this whole process of good and bad, approval, disapproval, blocks us from being able to make the choice to enrich life moment to moment.
I'm saying moment by moment, we have a choice. Do we want to play the game of right and wrong and who goes to heaven and who goes to hell? Or do we want to play the game of let's make life wonderful? Moment by moment.
Yes.
It's a choice.
But I'm also perceiving that our choice to play the game of who's right and wrong completely interferes with our ability to play the other game.
I think it messes it up. It takes all the fun out of it.